It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for four more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is a 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah. It feels good. On a Monday. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've got all the top stories lined up, but first we have an important guest in the studio, Alachua County spokesperson for the school system, Jackie Johnson, joins us. Jackie, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm fine. How are you?
If I see you, you know, usually at the ARC golf tournament that
yes.
I'm proud to have my name on. And,
yes.
And Mark, your husband, instrumental in making that happen. So it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
So there is a $1 million tax on Alachua County properties for the schools, in addition to the regular tax base.
Right.
Now, that was okayed by the voters in when was that?
2008 was the first time, and it's been renewed every 4 years since then, back on the ballot this year.
And look, nobody wants to pay more taxes. I mean, if we just say, you know, in a blanket statement.
Sure.
But I remember when several folks came on the show back then and really explained how important it was for the schools. And our, you know, our investment is our children. And even if they're not our children, the children that grow up in our community, it, you know, it's one big family, so to speak. So we want their education to be good. Do you feel like so far that the money has been appropriated and spent wisely?
Absolutely. The good thing is that because it's a renewal, it's not going to increase anybody's school property taxes this year. What it will do is allow us to maintain those people and the teachers and programs that are so critical to the success of our schools. And I'm talking about, and our students. And I'm talking about our career tech programs, our academic magnets, art and music in kindergarten through 12th grade, counselors, media specialists, classroom technology. It guarantees a nurse in every single one of our schools. And you talked about the fact of this being an investment, and that's really exactly right. It's an investment for all of us, because strong schools mean strong communities. They increase property values. They bring in new people, new jobs, new businesses, and they prepare our kids to be successful and productive citizens, which is good for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, my all three of my kids were product of the Alachua County Public School System, and they are doing very, very well. They're utilizing their education. And so, yeah, I stand up and say, yeah, Alachua County Schools in general, in my experience, they've done a great job. So here's a big question, I guess, for a lot of people. You say that, you know, things would happen, there'd be cuts made without this tax. I guess initially, why isn't there enough set aside fundamentally at the beginning of the process so that all the things are covered, not have to have an additional tax?
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that how much you pay in school property taxes, other than things like this that are voted on by all of the Alachua County voters, is that's decided by your state legislature, not by your local school board. The state legislature every year tells every school board in the state, here's how much property tax you levy for your district. And if you don't levy what they tell you, you don't get your share of state dollars. For us, that's about half of our budget.
Wow.
And almost every year, the rate, the property tax rate that the state sets is lower than it was the year before. That happened again this year, the 14th time in the last 15 years.
But that would also be a reflection of increasing values of the homes.
It would, but it doesn't come anywhere near to meeting all of the requirements that the state requires us to meet. Things like transporting kids. We get less than half of what it costs to transport all the kids that the state requires us to transport. All of our safety and security measures in place, most of which are required by the state, we don't get anywhere near the funding to cover all of those costs. And those are just a couple of examples of things that cost us a lot of money that we could otherwise be spending on these teachers and programs, but we can't because we're not getting enough money to meet those requirements.
Not to get off track, but I wish there was a way to address the transportation thing, because I know it is horrendously expensive do that. And that's a huge advantage that, you know, private schools, you know, not many of them even offer transportation. That's how they're able to come in at a much lower dollar per student.
That is true. A lot of the programs that are funded through the One Meal, our career tech programs, for example, or our academic magnets, our kids couldn't take advantage of those programs without the transportation that we offer. There's no way their parents could get them to those programs. And I've talked to so many graduates of these programs, their families, their employers, and they all say these programs made such a huge difference in their careers and in their lives. But if you don't have a way of getting them there, You lose that access, and that would be a shame. So, offering those programs is critical, but offering a way for students to get to them is also absolutely essential.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, look, I wish I could wave a magic wand and overcome that
absolutely
as a cost or somehow get that cost lower. But, I mean, I don't know what. You've got the school bus, and for now, that's it. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what are the other things that are covered under the One Mill? Does music have anything to do with that?
Music and arts, okay. K-12. So that includes band, chorus, drama, the visual arts, and, you know, a lot of people don't recognize how critical the arts are to a child's education. Research clearly shows that kids do better in school when they have access to these programs. And these programs are teaching them not just about art and music, but they're also helping them learn other subjects. I mean, I was in a music class the other day where the music teacher was also talking about sound waves and how they work. So kids are getting a science lesson or math lessons while they're learning about art and music.
Could be a history lesson,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. But they're also learning teamwork, communications, the importance of practice. You know, there are so many of those other skills that they develop through music. And I've met students who've gone on to very successful careers. We just had a student from Gainesville High School who was involved in the drama program, just won a major part in a Broadway show.
Wow.
I mean, that is absolutely stunning. We've got another student who just graduated from Eastside High School who's going into the new music entrepreneurship program at the University of Florida. And her goal is to help bring more music events into Gainesville and Alachua County. And those are the kind of events that bring in a lot of people and a lot of revenue to this community. Art festivals, music festivals, and she wants to do more of that. And that's something that she developed while she was in high school.
Well, and look, it's like athletics. Not everybody's going to necessarily be in music class. Not everybody's necessarily going to be in the athletics program. That's why you have these various things so that kids can find kind of their niche and give them something to be excited about going to school for in some cases,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And career technology, prime example of that. We had our students earned 5,900 career certifications while they were in school during the last school year. That means they proved to a state or national industry board that they had learned the skills in that particular area, which means they can leave high school and go into a great job. Or they can continue their education and they've got a head start. And these kids have apprenticeships and internships, scholarships, they've earned college credits. And I've talked to so many of them and they are now doctors, nurses, firefighters. They're working in IT. They're working in finance. They've opened their own businesses. They're paramedics. They are people who are making a difference to the people in this community. And a lot of them said they were interested in this before they went into these programs, but a lot of also told me that they really didn't develop that interest until they went through those programs, and now they're in law enforcement, for example. So it's amazing that the power these programs have to make a difference in these kids' lives.
So if you are a property owner and a voter in Alachua County, this is a $1 million for schools, which is already in place. This simply is a renewal for that, and it's revisited every 4 years.
That's right, yep.
Jackie Johnson, Alachua County School System Spokesperson. It's always a pleasure. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
My regards to Mark and your
whole
family.
Will do.
All right. It is 9:16. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and top stories coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.